Good evening, FFA members and guests. We are Courtney's older siblings, Aaron, Ashley, and Caitlin. Now, being that Courtney is the youngest of the siblings and our little sister, for many years you could find her following us around at FFA events, cattle shows, and whatever else, being there always to lend a helping hand or cheer us on. But she was just waiting for her moment in the spotlight. But we can definitely say that this year, the tables have turned. And we have been so proud to be her support and cheering section as she served as your national officer.
We have plenty of stories about Courtney as the youngest sibling, but we definitely don't have enough time to share 20 years worth. Courtney is the sibling that you don't quite know what is going to come next from her, but you can always count on it being some form of entertainment. From abandoned games of hide and seek to family road trips, Courtney finds a way to keep things interesting. When Courtney was younger, she always talked about how her older siblings would always set the bar so high. Well, I think we can all agree who has set the bar the highest now. We are so proud of everything that she has accomplished and experienced throughout her year of service. We have enjoyed hearing the stories of all of the members she has met and the places she has traveled to. We would now like to introduce to you your Central Region Vice President with her retiring address titled, The Courage to Live Life.
Miss Courtney Zimmerman. Ain't it funny how life changes? You wake up, ain't nothing the same. And life changes. You can't stop it, just stop on training. You never know what's gonna happen. You make your plans and you hear God laugh. And life changes.
I don't know about you all, but one of my favorite places in the entire house is the kitchen. The place where Daddy's always cooking and Mom is always burning. She's a very talented lady, just not in the kitchen. Now, there's always so much joy that fills this room, whether it's a home-cooked meal on the table, a conversation filling up the room, or the presence of the people you love. Now, the Zimmerman kitchen is a little bit different than the rest. My family likes to say, a messy kitchen is a sign of a happy family. But this might also be an excuse for the mass chaos happening around you. But as you start to walk around the kitchen, you'll see a few notable characteristics. Groceries that cover the cupboards because they never found their way to the shelf. Mail scattered all over the table and a cat lounging over all of it as if it were its own private spa. But amongst all this random chaos sits a sign. One with a simple message with three simple parts. Grant me the serenity to accept the things that I cannot change, the courage to change what I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Now, I never fully understood this saying or really comprehended it until life taught me the value behind those words. It was a bright and sunny day down in the hills of southern Wisconsin as my grandma, sister Caitlin, and I were headed to the local Walmart. We were cruising down the roads in my grandpa's dinged up red pickup truck, and in between the moments of car sickness, I was filled with pure excitement. And you may be asking, why is that? Because we were about to embark upon easily one of the greatest weeks of the entire summer. An entire summer dedicated to a week spent at the Helmid Farm, hanging out, doing whatever we wanted, with a grandma who would let us stay up all night watching movies, which I wasn't supposed to tell Mom about. Also, while providing a freshly stocked kitchen with all of the healthiest snacks one could think of, including juice bags, frozen corn dogs, Kraft mac and cheese, and dill pickle potato chips. Grandma never held back, and neither did I. We pulled up to Walmart, and Caitlin and I immediately burst through the door, leaving poor Grandma in the dust, wondering what in the world we were doing. But as we entered the store, we had a mission in mind. We had to find all of the necessary items to make our yearly trip to the Crick a success. So we took off down the aisles and started throwing one item in after another. We threw in some snacks, a drink, because hydration is key. We put in a sick pair of sunglasses, a blanket for a picnic, you name it, we had it. And we finally made our way across the store and headed to the checkout. Now, poor Grandma finally caught up to us and caught her breath and wondered what in the world we were doing. Now, Caitlin and I, being the mature adults we were, we stood in the longest line at Walmart because there was nothing more thrilling than using the self-checkout and being a Walmart employee for about 4 minutes. It was exhilarating. So we began scanning all of our necessary items and throwing them into the plastic bags. Now, we looked at the total, and it was bigger than me. And Grandma gave me the side eye and swiped her card. We were so excited. Now, Caitlin and I, gleaming with this excitement, started making all of the plans for our journey as we made our way back out of the store and loaded up in that pickup truck. Now, we were going as fast as we could back to the farm. Now, if you know anything about Grandma Hellman, this is about 5 miles below the speed limit. So we chugged up the hill as fast as we could, and we finally made our way to the top, where she pulled it in park, and Caitlin and I grabbed all of our plastic bags and ran to the house to fill our Dora the Explorer backpack, because let me tell you, we were the explorers now. We put our backpack on our back and set off down the hill on our way to the creek. Now, don't think that this was an easy journey. We had battles to fight, cow pies to dodge, and an annoying barn cat following us and meowing at us the entire way. We were still so excited, and we finally made it to the edge of the creek. And we're sitting there taking it all in when immediately I slipped into the bottom of the water, and I was so mad, leaving Caitlin on the shore and me in the bottom of the water. Nice. I was covered in mud and bruises and scratches from the bottom of the creek bed as I stood up and did the walk of shame. I made eye contact with Caitlin because I was not happy. Now, little did I know that Grandpa was witnessing this entire tragic event from the top of the hill and was already making his way down in the four-wheeler to scoop up my tiny body and take me back to the house to dry me off. I was angry. I was frustrated, and although defeat wasn't in my books, it seemed like today there was no other option. I just had to accept my fate and let the creek win, and I didn't want that to happen, and it was tough, but looking back, falling in the creek wasn't a huge monumental moment, but a moment to realize that sometimes life is tough, and we just have to accept it. Now, I'm sure some of you may be sitting there saying, okay, Courtney, up there is a national officer. Don't tell me about how I just have to accept the things in my life. Yeah, yeah, whatever. But truthfully, I've been there. Flashback, 2019. I worked tirelessly day in and day out with my show heifer so she could perform perfectly at the Wisconsin State Fair. I went to this show with high hopes, and we got her all prettied up on show day, just to end up in the same class of the supreme champion heifer of the entire show. Nice. Second place it was. I couldn't change it. I had to accept it. Then 2020. I'm sure some of you out here felt this exact same thing, being told that we couldn't graduate because of a worldwide pandemic. Slightly inconvenient, as the school handed us our books and wished us good luck and sent us on our way. We couldn't change it, but we had to accept it. Then, my family's livestock shed collapsed because of snow load. Wisconsin, am I right? All the livestock were trapped inside and our equipment was destroyed. Luckily, we got the livestock out, but everything else was in shambles. We couldn't change it. We had to accept it. Then, this past year on the road as a national officer, I couldn't be with my sweet grandma in her last few moments. A phone call was the only way I could hear her voice. I couldn't change it. I had to accept it. We all have moments. Moments in our life where everything seems so complicated and nothing goes as planned. And rather than asking yourself, why me? Ask yourself, what's next? What can I do to face the challenges that life has granted me? Because truthfully, life will only grant you what you can handle. And when we're able to understand what we can't change, we become stronger people because of it. Sure, falling in the creek wasn't all that grand, but a moment to realize that life had a different plan, and that's okay, and I just had to accept it. Was it worth letting my 10 seconds of defeat define the other 86,390 seconds of my day? Definitely not. Will you let your moments of struggle define you, or will you become a stronger person because of them? Now, I've been fortunate throughout my entire life to have hundreds of people to show me what I can and cannot change in life. But there was one man in particular who always taught me the true value in life. He was an ag teacher, a farmer, a husband, and a father. All jobs that required full attention, but that didn't stop him from being present in every single one of them. As students walked out of his classroom, they left feeling respected, cared about, and that they were people who contributed to the world, no matter who they were or where they came from. He changed the lives of students because he believed in the lives of students. He believed in me. He taught me about life, built me up to be a better person, and reminded me that it is not all about me. Unfortunately, after 29 years of teaching, his life had a bit of a curveball when he was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer. His family was confused and lost, but yet they knew together they could get through it. Now, although a cancer diagnosis is not in anyone's plans, he did not let this change his outlook of life. He continued to make the choice to wake up before 6 a.m., go do farm chores before heading to school, teach for 8 hours, come home, go back to the farm to do chores again, come home again, make dinner, be with his family, and he did it every single day. He made it look easy. You wouldn't have guessed that this man was facing so much more than his daily life. You wouldn't have guessed that in between his normal schedule, he was headed to the clinic for his chemotherapy treatments. You wouldn't have guessed that the cattle on his farm were his escape from the harsh realities of life. You wouldn't have guessed that his lessons plans were written from a hospital bed. You wouldn't have guessed that this man was facing so much more than his daily life. This man continued to show people that it's not all about what's happening to you. It's how you react. He continued to do this because he knew that he could only change the things that he could. He couldn't change the fact that he was diagnosed with cancer, but he continued to have a positive attitude and invest in the lives around him. So, what in your life can you change? And are you courageous enough to do it? What things in your life make your life difficult? Are you willing to change them? What does your family need from you? Your friends, your community? What can you do? Understand what is not allowing you to live a life that you are proud of and change it. Have courage to change the things you can. Now, walking back into the Zimmerman kitchen. Yes, it is cluttered and extremely disorganized, but it is a place where my family is reminded who we are and the lives that we live. And we know that together we can get through anything when we're together. We don't let our moments get in front of us. We just keep moving forward. Our lives are a beautiful masterpiece of the events that shape us. Going back to that creek. Again, not the most monumental moment of my life, but a moment to realize that life had a different plan. And I had to accept it, and that was okay. And when we can accept those things, we become stronger people. And when I think about that man who had courage in the most difficult times of his life, he continued to remind me that it's not just about what's happening. It's about how you react. He was an ag teacher. A man who cared about every single person and saw the potential in every single one of them. When I walk into his classroom, I struggle because he's not there. He was a farmer. A man who worked so diligently to give his family a world of opportunities where they continued to do what they loved together. When I walk around his pastures, I think about the livestock that he cared for so well. He was a husband, a man who loved his wife, and he knew that they could get through the most difficult moments of their life, but yet they could cherish every bit of the best moments that they have. When I talk to her, I laugh because of the stories that she shares. He was a father to four children, all who grew up to do exactly what Dad did. When I think about my dad, I miss him more every single day. My dad didn't let life stop him, and he showed us that life doesn't happen to you, it happens for you. He knew that his time was limited, so he lived intentionally. So the least that I could do is live that legacy out for other people. So you can too. Live for other people. He chose to live a life, believing and teaching others to have serenity to accept the things that they cannot change, courage to change what they can, and wisdom to know the difference. Our time is unplanned. It's uncertain. So what can we do? We can live a life with acceptance, courage, and wisdom. The best days, the worst days. The days you're just trying to get by and the difficult days. They all matter. National FFA members and guests, this life chose you. So go live it.